Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone in the franchise world. My name is Paul Segretto, and this is Franchise Today. Today, we have a special segment of Franchise Today, as we have the speaker panel from the upcoming Franchise Social Media Summit on the air today. I have Deborah Vilches from Fishman Public Relations, Jack Monson from Engage 121, Joe Caruso, who's the co-producer of the Franchise Today show, and Jeremy LeDuc from Elements Local, also the co-founder with myself of the Franchise Social Media Summit. And next week, we're going to have a very special guest on Franchise Today. It'll be Lon Fafco, the author of the Social Media Bible, who's our keynote speaker for the Franchise Social Media Summit. Lon and I will be talking for an hour about social media, his insight and perspective, and the exciting things going on with his book that, by the way, was just published in China, which is really interesting considering the Chinese aren't really on the forefront of social media and have a tendency to control things. So it'll be a very interesting conversation as well as today. So as we're starting, and we're also going to have some of our other speakers calling in during the show. A matter of fact, we have one coming in right now. So to get started, let me introduce Jeremy LeDuc, as I said, with Elements Local and the co-founder of the Franchise Social Media Summit. And I'm very honored to partner up with Jeremy. We've done some CFE Wednesday-wise webinars together. We've done a lot of training together. I respect him and his experience on the technology side, and I think we complement each other well. Jeremy, as always, welcome.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks a lot, and thanks for having the Franchise Social Media Summit on your show. As you mentioned, we've done some certified franchise executive courses together, and when we put this together, I don't think we expected quite the success we're already having with the speaker lineup and with Lon Fafco as our keynote. So this is really exciting that we've put this together and then have been able to bring such a stellar group of people together to talk about social media to franchises.
Absolutely. And as some of our loyal listeners probably could hear a little crackle in my voice, I am fighting a bad sore throat today because we're, you know, right 15, 20 minutes from the fire line of these wildfires going on in East Texas. And fortunately, we're safe. But, you know, speaking about wildfires, Franchise Social Media Summit has really been running like a wildfire through the franchise community. And I'm real excited at the response and interest we're getting from the international markets. Right now, we have interest from Canada, Mexico, South America, Asia, Europe, Australia. And it's really exciting to see franchisors across international borders joining in, which is really the great thing about this being a virtual summit is that there's no travel expense. The only thing they have to worry about, of course, is the different time zones. But I'm really looking forward to the summit. And Jeremy, if you would, give us a rundown of the speaker lineup for our listeners.
Great, yes. So we have two tracks, and this summit begins at 8 a.m. Central Time. And in the morning, the track is consumer marketing. And that track kicks off with Jack Monson from Engage 121. And then we move to Deborah Vilches of Fishman PR. After that, Nick Powells of No Limit Media Consulting. And then we wrap up the morning session with B.J. Emerson from Tasty Delight. Then at noon, we have our keynote speaker, Lon Fafco, author of Social Media Bible. And at 1 o'clock, we start our franchise development track, the afternoon track. And we start that with David Murray of Regroup. And then we move to Joe Caruso of Franchise Today. Then we go to John Carlston of Process Peak. And then we wrap up the day with Lee Plave of Plave Koch.
Yes, Plave Koch. What's really exciting about this is that Lee Plave is a franchise attorney, and I really don't know of any other type of social media summit or event that has an attorney on its panel, and especially with the knowledge that Lee has, and Lee's going to try to call in here today. He is on the road, dropped off 3 kids at the same university, so I'm sure he's keeping busy. And if you would, Jeremy, give us a rundown on the sponsors that we have for the Franchise Social Media Summit.
Sure. Well, we'd like to give a special thanks to Fishman PR, No Limit Media Consulting, and Plave Cook. And we also have the IFA, the International Franchise Association, Franchise Today, and Franchise Seek, which is the international association. And then we're also partnered with Social Media Week. And Paul, we should mention that we have put this summit right in the middle of what is called Social Media Week, which is happening September 19th through the 23rd.
Right, and if a lot of the listeners aren't aware of Social Media Week, it's an international event. It runs that entire week from September 19th to the 23rd. They're in about 15 different cities where they're doing live events. And even though we were a virtual event, they were anxious and excited to see franchising involved in this social media movement and doing it and holding this summit during Social Media Week. So that is real exciting. And I want to say to Deborah and the team at Fishman Public Relations, I've really been honored to be working along with you. You guys have done a great job in promoting the summit. I highly recommend anybody that's out there, if you need some PR work. They didn't ask me to plug this, but I'm really impressed. And Deborah, I know you're on the line. Welcome to Franchise Today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Deborah, as we move into this show, and we're 2 weeks away from the Franchise Social Media Summit, give me a little bit of your thoughts and insight into the summit and franchising and social media together.
Sure, Paul. Yeah, I mean, it's a very exciting, I think, as you said, the first of its kind in terms of being virtual. So the one thing I really like about it is that it's giving everybody an opportunity to attend no matter where they are, what they're doing. They can make time for it in their day. So I think right there, the accessibility of the format is really terrific and the first of its kind that we know of in franchising. I also really like the variety of folks that you have speaking because we're each bringing a very different area of expertise. I know that my discussion is going to focus a lot on the relationship between PR and social media, and I know you're going to have some legal opinions in there about social media policies and just a great variety. So that's really what I'm looking forward to that day.
Well, we really appreciate having you in the lineup as well. And you're right, it is quite a diversified lineup, and we really, you know, the focus is specific to not just social media, but how it relates to franchising. And as the folks listening today know, you know, there's disclosure laws and financial performance representations and a proper way of doing it and an improper way of doing it. And in the social media virtual world, it's no different than sitting across from somebody. And I asked Joe Caruso to be on the panel, and he's the co-producer of Franchise Today and a very valued advisor to myself and to Franchise Essentials, and really has a wealth of experience in franchise development. And Joe will be presenting in the afternoon track on franchise sales. And I asked him specifically because he's got a wealth of experience with respect to the FDD and earnings claims, and also understand social media very well. And Joe, always welcome on the show. I mean, you're on the show quite a bit. We talk quite a bit, but I'm really honored that you, you know, accepted my request to participate in the Franchise Social Media Summit.
Well, Paul, the feelings are mutual, and we've had some great collaborations with both Franchise Today and with Franchise Essentials. And what I love about the summit is that it's so content rich, and it's going to give the participants, primarily franchisors, actionable things that they can do for their business. And social media for franchise sales and consumer interactions, you know, really expands the franchisor's ability to distribute content and engage with prospective franchise buyers and consumers. Now, if a franchisor has a disciplined strategy, then it's certainly easier for them to integrate social media into both their franchise sales and their consumer communications. Now, if a franchisor has an undisciplined or they engage in poor practices, all social media is going to do is amplify all the negatives, and it's going to probably do more damage than it's going to do good. And I think what we're going to focus on in that seamless transition is the integration, the balancing of what you need to do in terms of best sales practices and being compliant, but also being able to use social media in a way to communicate to cohort groups that you're looking for and really drill down to getting the best fit franchisees and doing it in a way that the deals are going to stick and you're not going to have a lot of consequence to bad practices.
Sure,
absolutely. And you know, and we wouldn't I don't think we could have this summit without having the in what I like to refer to as the star in franchise social media, BJ Emerson, the social technology officer from Tasty Delight. BJ, I know you're on the air. I'm really honored that you chose to participate in the summit. And look forward to having you on. BJ, you're there, correct?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks.
Great.
Appreciate that. Very flattering, and great to join you here, and look forward to the event.
Now, BJ is going to be wrapping up. He's kind of our cleanup hitter in the morning session, and he's going to be talking about some of the advanced social media on the consumer marketing side. BJ, if you would, you know, kind of just give us an overview of some of your thoughts with respect to social media and franchising.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, we're moving from really from simply implementing these things and adopting these things to full integration within our other systems and business processes that we have within franchising. Now, to be fair, we've been in this now for almost, 3.5 years. So we have a little bit of learning and a little bit of experience with these things in a number of different kind of campaigns, location-based marketing, and many other types of things within all the different channels that we've been testing things in. So moving again into full integration within marketing, IT, your website, all these different things. Within a business, you know, it's forcing all of these, businesses to become more human. And in a franchise environment, you have the additional layer there, I think, with franchisees and the franchisor. How do you manage that? It can be very difficult, especially in larger, older systems where, the norm was, we're just going to push out whatever marketing messages we want, and all that has changed. So, some of the things I think that we'll get into talking about is the difference in understanding, the simple mechanics of some of these applications and networks versus the dynamics of these things. So, if, for example, where you have location-based, check-in specials and things like that, where it's easy, well, I say that it's easy. You have to train people on the mechanics of the application. Someone's going to show me their phone, and I may have to take action to redeem a special because they're simply showing me their phone that they checked in. So that's the mechanics of it, and we have to get that down and obviously train people and be able to execute locally. But what about the dynamics of these online communities where people are competing for mayorships and there's emotion involved and we have an opportunity to celebrate with our customers? How do we get beyond the simple mechanics? And I know many chains are not even there yet. to understand the opportunity just from the the simple components that are within these applications. Then to go beyond and to celebrate with customers around the emotion that's involved, so those are some of the things I'll be talking about. I think it'll be a great discussion, so really looking forward to it, and hopefully educating some folks on some of these concepts.
Yeah, and certainly, with respect to location-based social media, BJ's the one that introduced me to Foursquare, and I always say that you could blame BJ for my repetitive check-ins that populate into my Facebook feed. But anyway, it is a lot of fun, and I enjoy it, and location-based social media is very exciting. If you ever have an opportunity to use it in Las Vegas, it is just unbelievable how those casinos and resorts kind of communicate, and it's almost like they know what you're doing by tracking it. So it's really an exciting time. BJ, of course, we're honored to have you on the panel. And, I leave the last speaker that's on the air with us today, Jack Monson, and I left Jack for last for a reason, because Jack is actually our leadoff hitter on the summit. I think Jack brings a tremendous perspective to franchise social media. I know he has experience on the PR side as well as the Engage One-to-One software, which is a tremendous platform. So, Jack, why don't you give us a little bit of your insight and perspective to franchise social media?
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me today, and I'm looking forward very much to the summit on the 21st. I think my role as the leadoff hitter is just to get on base, right? I don't need to hit a home run. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and I'm looking forward to somebody else driving me home after that. So, what we're going to be leading off with is some of the basics of social media for franchise systems, and really getting in place your model and how you want the social media engagement and activity to be managed. And it happens very differently at many different organizations. Some are very focused on everything coming from corporate and having very little involvement from the franchisee level. Other systems we work with are exactly opposite, and most of the engagement and deployment is actually happening on the local level. So we'll discuss the differences and the difference in the outcomes that we've seen depending upon which of those models a system is looking at. I'm going to share some research, including something I just discovered this morning, some new statistics published by Jeremiah Ouyang from the Altimeter Group, a survey of hundreds of global corporations, both within franchising and outside of franchising, talking about what group within the organization is deploying the customer-facing social media efforts. And I don't think it's any big surprise that 82% of these organizations have social media engagement happening from the marketing department. What was surprising to me, in a very positive way, was that 1% of the organizations that participated in this survey, 1% have franchise owners or franchisees as part of the deployment of social media efforts. Now, that may seem like a very small number, 1%, but when we're talking about hundreds of global corporations, many of which are not even involved in franchising, that's actually a very positive thing to see that many franchisees pop up as part of the social media efforts within these global corporations. So, we're hoping that as time moves forward, that number will increase. If that's the right avenue for a franchise system to have franchisees involved on a daily or weekly basis with social media efforts, so we'll take a look at those models. We'll take a look at how franchise systems are empowering their franchisees, and in some cases how the communications messages need to be controlled or maybe at least have some consistency across the board. And we'll show you how some franchise systems are doing that. We'll also take a look at the role of the people who are involved day-to-day in social media efforts within the system. How is that role evolving? What are the components of that role? And really, who are the best people to be involved in that, regardless of their role within the organization? What are the skill sets that that go along best with someone being involved as the voice or the face in social media within a franchise system?
Well, we're definitely looking forward to having you on the show with us, on the summit with us, Jack. As you could hear my voice crackling a little bit as I sit and listen and then start talking again, I apologize for that. Jeremy, if you would... you know, we had a conversation, it seems like an eternity ago, when I brought to you my idea of the Franchise Social Media Summit. And I know we had a multitude of meetings with your partner, Steve Bridge, who really brought some organization to kind of my flamboyant marketing style. And I think he complimented us very well and kept us on track, and I do want to thank him. But give us some of your thoughts. You know, when I first brought this to you and your thoughts today.
Sure. Now, and I see, I'm sure everybody has seen the marketing and promoting that we're doing, and as we said, the marketing and promoting we've done is actually just kind of spread like wildfire as all of you on the phone today have started to share this with your clients, and everybody's clients are sharing it with their colleagues. So that's been really exciting to see. A few years ago when we took the idea of doing a webinar-based CFE course to IFA, that was new to the IFA. They really had to struggle with whether or not they were going to let that happen. And I think we showed the IFA that it was very successful. We were able to bring a lot of people into these CFE courses. I think a lot of people appreciated the fact they didn't have to travel to go to them. And we were able to do things that you can't do in a live session. We were able to record and post these sessions up online for 60 to 90 days for people to come back in case they missed one of them if it were a two or three course session. We were able to actually conduct surveys right in the courses and then publish those surveys and provide the IFA back really, really useful information about how people not only thought about the course itself, but actually answering questions about how they were doing things at the time. We were touching on social media, but we were also doing things about teaching things on SEO, search engine optimization. And I think the IFA really, really appreciated that Paul and I went and brought that to them. And so when we brought them the Franchise Social Media Summit, I think they were very excited. Paul, you spoke to a lot of people at IFA about that, and I think they actually were very excited for us to bring this to the table. I think they knew right out of the gates it was going to be successful and well received. So, and with respect to the content itself, and like BJ said, this is a very content rich summit all day. Each of our speakers are experts. And they're going to bring a lot of content and a lot of how-to and a lot of takeaway-type information. And I think we chose social media to start out our summit because if everybody is not aware, we're actually next year already planning out some other summits. We're thinking about the next one being direct to franchisees to start to engage the franchisee audience. We're looking at some other areas like search engine optimization and search engine marketing. But we obviously started with social media because it's just so explosive, and it's just still so unknown, and there's still such a great opportunity to harness the power of social media and leverage it. Like a few of us have already said here, if you're not using it, it actually could be damaging to your organization. If you are using it, are you really using it, you know, to the full extent and really, you know, taking advantage? And do you have the from the, you know, conception of how do you deal with the mechanics all the way to, you know, are we actually leveraging it to really, you know, close business and bring new leads in? So that's some of the history, and I've also gave you some of the future of what Paul and I are thinking as well.
Thank you, Jeremy. You know, what's really unique about the speaker lineup that we have, including Lon Safko as our keynote speaker, is that we all do a lot of self-promotion and our own company promotion through social media. And I think that's real important because it allows us to walk the walk and talk the talk, if you would. Deborah, I know Fishman PR works with a lot of franchise organizations, and I know you all have your own social media department. How do you think this summit can help some of the franchise organizations that are out there, both from the perspective of social media and public relations?
Well, I hope that it takes them from beyond, you know, just doing it to be doing it, to having more strategy behind it. Really knowing what they want to accomplish with social media and then designing strategies and programs around that. So if it's mostly consumer, taking a look at what consumers that they're trying to reach and where they are online and using the right networks to reach them and the right kinds of engagement strategies to reach them. And if it's franchise sales, you know, one of the things we didn't talk a lot about on the show so far is that there is the whole track that's going to be focusing on that. And I know that many of our clients have really, you know, cracked the code, so to speak, on the consumer piece, but they're still trying to figure their way around on the franchise sales end of things. And so I think there's going to be a lot of great information about which networks are most effective for franchise sales and how to go about communicating with prospects and getting the word out about your franchise opportunity as well. I just really hope that everybody gains a better understanding of what social media is for and how it can be used to benefit them. It's a new thought process and a new mentality, and we sort of need to break that old mindset of traditional marketing and learn specifically in my presentation how PR and social media are very closely tied together and how you can work the two programs to gain the best results for your company.
I agree. I think that's some good perspective. BJ, from your perspective, can franchisors, the ones that have not jumped into social media, even though, as you said before, we are quite a ways into it, but as we know, there are still some that aren't there. Can those franchisors continue to ignore this?
Well, I don't see how. If they are, they're going to be deliberately ignoring it. Clearly, you know, their franchisees are asking about it. Clearly, their customers are engaging around the brand and talking about the brand. There's conversations that are happening. There's all these touch points that they could be creating with those customers that will eventually lead to, you know, conversations and relationships and transactions. So, you know, that pressure from consumers as well as franchisees as well as competitors and seeing what their competitors are doing, I don't know how they could ignore it, and perhaps they don't know what to do. And I think there's lots of great resources out there, you know, for franchisors to start learning about these things. But if they are, you know, ignoring at this point, it's really negligence as far as I'm concerned, social negligence, as I've used that term in the past. And we were there at one point. I don't know that it was intentional, but as we opened our eyes to and started listening to see what was going on in the virtual realm, all of these conversations around Tasty Delights, just some great content, people talking about a product and just their experience with Tasty Delight. And so we wanted to be a part of that and really start engaging. And some of you were part of that early on when we started doing that. And so really, I think it really goes back to the real root of it is going to be, honestly, fear and control. And how much, you know, is your culture really dictating what you're doing online and your approach to your online initiatives? So if that's one of, you know, where you want to control everything, I saw a question yesterday as part of a Nation's Restaurant News webinar that I was on, and the question was, you know, how do we stop all of these comments? How do we control all of these comments from being posted on the internet? You know, these are the kind of questions people are still asking, which to me is kind of frightening and surprising and disappointing, really, that, you know, they still want to get their arms around or keep their arms around everything and maintain this control when all of it's kind of falling out, like trying to hold hand or water in your hands. It just keeps flipping through. You know, it really goes back to culture. And so, you know, that's they're going to have to take a real hard look inside their organization and say, hey, what are we about? Are we about transparency? Do we care about our customers and meeting them where they are and being responsive and offering customer service online? That's the new expectation. That's the new reality of where customers are. And certainly competitors, you know, are out there. So you want to be aware of that. And, of course, franchisees, they're just going to go and do their own thing. You know, if the franchisor does not respond, the franchisees are gonna look at the competition. They're going to feel that pressure. And they're the ones, you know, that are ultimately have this great investment in their businesses. And they're going to, you know, they won't be able to help but to respond to the needs of their customers online.
You know, I remember when you mentioned social negligence, my head was bobbing up and down. I remember when I think it was your first guest appearance on Franchise Today, when you mentioned it, I really thought it was a very impactful phrase and one that I use quite a bit since then. Joe, from your standpoint, and as Deborah mentioned, you know, there are franchisors that are out there that are using social media and some of them quite well from a consumer marketing perspective, but a lot of them are still trying to learn how to use it for franchise development purposes. So from your perspective, what are some of the myths that will be disproved during the Franchise Social Media Summit with respect to franchise development?
Well, I think in looking over the topics, mine and others on the franchise track, I think we're going to discover that franchise social media in franchise recruitment, it's not free. It doesn't take over and replace other lead generation activities that a franchisor is engaged in. It's not going to lower your budget, at least initially. It's going to require resources, some of it money, but most of it time. I think that's a big one that people are going to discover because it's going to be, you know, startling for some people because they don't want it to be that way. And they've heard about this magical thing called social media, and they want it to work. And they want it to work free, and they want it to work fast and with virtually no effort. And I think you're going to discover through the course of the summit that none of those things are true, but you are going to find out how you can deploy a social media tactics within your franchise recruitment strategy. So I think that would be one thing. I think people are going to also discover that, you know, you have to be careful. You're creating somewhat of a permanent record out there of everything you say within social media, and you know, referring back to what BJ said earlier, you can't control a lot of this stuff. You can only control what you do and how you react to things. And creating that kind of internal discipline that doesn't try to control everyone else, the people that are commenting about you, the third parties that you might work with, you need to manage those people, but the other people are going to be able to say what they want to say. And you better have an answer for them, and you better be able to talk to them. Because it's going to be out there. And the last thing you want to have happen is have information out there that is damaging to your franchise recruitment, damaging to deals that you've done because all of a sudden you're using, say, a third party to represent your brand, and they're saying things in social media that aren't compliant with the law. And now what do you do?
Yeah, and I remember when we had attorney Jonathan Redgrave on the Franchise Today show talking about e-discovery and social media. And I almost fell off my chair when he said that currently every tweet is being archived by the Library of Congress. So it's an astonishing fact. Jack, from your standpoint, I'll ask you the $68,000 question. What's the future of social media, and how is it ultimately going to continue to affect franchising?
The future is that it's just not going to slow down. The history of social media is that it was a very small group of people who were involved in it, and then that got larger and then larger, and it ripples out to the place where even people who you never thought would spend more than 2 minutes looking at a computer are spending a lot of time on Facebook and blogs and reading Twitter and things like that. So the future is it's just going to continue to reach all of those people who so far may have not gotten involved. And so far, it's kind of amazing, but there's a lot of brands that aren't really involved yet. And I think, you know, there is that that reluctancy of getting involved in something new because of all of the things that Joe mentioned, that it's going to take time or it's going to take resources, and we're not sure on the return on this investment. So I think the real future is more consumers getting involved. Even demographics that a few years ago we would have never thought would have been involved in social media. And the immediate future is, I think, more and more brands getting involved, even though they said they never would, or their lawyers said they never could. I think they're going to have to get involved in some level and start communicating with their customers and potential customers at some level. Hopefully for franchise systems, it's all of the things we've talked about here today. It's communicating with customers on a very local level. It's communicating with franchise candidates from a sales and marketing perspective and getting involved in the organization there. But the future is all about more people being involved, more brands getting involved, and specifically, the one thing that everybody seems to be gearing up is what impact over the next year will Google have on what all of us are doing on a day-to-day basis when we're doing our marketing and system management in social media. What's going to happen when Google allows for brands to have a page? Is it going to be the next big thing, or is it going to be another sort of Google flop that we've seen in the past? I know I have my opinion on that, and I'm gearing up for it to really be a game changer for a lot of our clients. So I think that's the one to watch right now, and along with anything that's mobile and location-based, as BJ was talking about earlier, That's obviously not going to slow down as fewer people are participating in social media from their desks or from their couches, and more people are participating and engaging from their cars and walking down the street and from inside establishments. So I think that's the real answer there. It's more participation, and the real question is, where is that participation going to take place?
Sure, absolutely. You know, Eric Coleman, the author of Socialnomics and the mastermind behind those social media revolution videos that you see on YouTube, says about the future of social media that it's whether or not businesses will survive 5 years from now. That is his answer to return on investment. You'll still be in business 5 years from now, and I think it's an interesting perspective. I also think, Jack, you bring an interesting point with respect to Google. As most of you know, I recently put up the Google for Franchises page because I myself was getting overwhelmed with all the information coming down the pike from Google, and I was looking for a place to stockpile a lot of that information. And I thought, what a great way to also be able to provide a resource. And that's Google for Franchises on Facebook. Jeremy and you and I did a Google webinar for franchises as well. But, you know, with respect, Jeremy, to social media in franchising, you know, will it ultimately force franchisors to re-engineer their franchising, their consumer strategies, and their online strategies?
It's doing that today, I think it's, you know, based on everything, you know, we've just talked about it. I think it's got to be frightening for a franchise to not be in social media and to think about how Google's going to impact social media, where location-based social media is going. So I like the perspective that, you know, social media is not the silver bullet. It's not rocket science. But it's something that has to be integrated into the overall online marketing strategy. It's not meant to replace anything. It's meant to come in and amplify, complement, and start engaging with your audience where they are. And that's the real key. So we're seeing, you know, as a developer for franchises, that social media is essentially touched every aspect of what we do for businesses, and our speaker lineup is more specific to social media. You know, Jack with the Engage one-to-one platform, which we're now a reseller of, because every client of ours wants to talk about social media and needs a platform like that to leverage. So it's scary and exciting to me at the same time. To think about where social media is heading and how it's going to really change the overall strategy and outlook on franchising. I thought this year's IFA was interesting because I really think the overall attitude at this year versus last year's IFA changed from, Paul, what you mentioned, which is in 2010, it was, we really need to start talking about social media. In 2011, it was, I liked that statement that, you know, your return on investment is you have to be in social media, I mean, or you won't be in business in 5 years. So I completely agree. And, Paul, you know, that's why we put this summit together. I mean, this is important to, we're going to record the whole summit. Everybody who's signed up for the social media summit will have access to come back to all these discussions. And these are important discussions that I think as franchises more and more realize we need to get on board. You know, they're going to come to for a resource. And Paul, that's you and I are at the core. You know, we like to educate, and I know everybody we've reached out to and has joined us on this summit is in the believes that as well. So, I mean, we're all doing really important work here to start talking about social media in a meaningful way where we talk about real strategy, real takeaways, real tactics, and how we can really implement this uh, in in and throughout a franchise organization?
You know, and Joe mentioned earlier that during this summit there'll be a lot of information that people can actually take back the next day and start using. And I know with respect to education, Joe and I do in the Franchise Today show on a weekly basis in a non-promoting type of fashion. We've had some brilliant minds in franchising and brilliant minds in technology and law, and we constantly hear from people that say they're using the content like they will from this summit for their own internal training, which is really exciting. Tomorrow, so all our listeners know, at 12 o'clock Central Time, there'll be a 20-minute preview webinar about the Franchise Social Media Summit, and we've scheduled that for tomorrow because we were remiss in not doing a preview webinar last week before the previously scheduled end of our early bird registration. And we had a lot of people just calling in and sending me emails asking for more information. And Jeremy and I put our heads together, and we really thought it was fair to extend the early bird registration by a week so that people could, you know, listen to this today, listen to the preview webinar tomorrow, and then still be able to capitalize on the early bird registration. So that preview webinar is tomorrow at noon Central Time. You can go to the Franchise Essential site at fmdpro.com, and you'll see the listing and the links to the webinar. Jeremy and I will both be on that, as well as the early bird registration will end at the end of business tomorrow. And if you want to take advantage of that, go to the website at framesummit.com. Moving forward, the next couple of weeks are really going to be exciting as we continue to see more and more interest from the international markets. And when we started out on this thing, I was really thinking that we were going to have a lot more interest from the domestic market, the U.S. market, than we would from the international markets. And right now it's running neck and neck. And like I said earlier, we've had interest from, you know, a lot of the different countries and continents. And, you know, specifically it was interesting that the first one we had coming down the pike before we even started promoting it was some registrations from Sweden. And then we got some from Montreal. And I thought that interesting that there are people out there through these social networks that as we were just trickling out information, we're immediately seeing it and just jumping on the bandwagon immediately. And in doing consulting with some international clients, we're finding that there's more and more franchisors that are overseas that are now, you know, targeting the U.S. for their expansion growth, unlike the, you know, previous international franchising growth, which was U.S. and Canadian franchisors looking abroad. So, you know, if these international franchisors are stepping up to the plate and understanding the importance of social media and trying to grab information wherever they can, certainly the American franchisors need to try to stay ahead of that and be able to embrace social media as they should moving forward. And I remember, Jack, you had a post, on your PR Workbench blog, might have been about a year and a half ago, when you said social media was no different than the telephone. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. One of the many analogies to the telephone and other devices of the past that people at one point were afraid of and wanted to control and didn't know what they were doing and missed some opportunities on not effectively using it for their businesses.
Yeah, I remember that. It was interesting because, you know, social media really is a communications tool, not a lot different than the telephone. It's not something that I think Joe had mentioned earlier about not replacing something else used to be integrated with other processes and methods and strategies in marketing, in development, in advertising. It's a way to enhance it, and it's how we use it more than anything that's really going to be important for the future. And, you know, one of the things, you know, as we were putting together the summit and the reason why we wanted such a wide variety of speakers on the summit, and, you know, some people have asked me, you know, why did you do that? There's a lot of competition on the panel. There are people that have businesses that are competing with other people on the panel, and I think that's fine. And the reason I think it's fine is because there is no one-size-fits-all strategy with respect to social media and franchising. Everybody comes at it a different way. I think that's what gives it some really fresh perspective. I also think it's what helps achieve results for some organizations and makes other organizations have to go back to the plate and regroup. And Deborah, you know, from a PR standpoint, from what you've seen, you've put out the press releases and continue to do so about the Franchise Social Media Summit. Are you surprised at how many different sources are picking up the press releases?
No, not at all, because we've had, this has been our experience, when you're sending out information that's pertinent and you're targeting a certain audience with information that directly is going to affect them or be beneficial to them. We've seen this over and over again, and one of the things I'm going to be talking about in my part of the presentation is optimizing and sending press releases out online to the right portals. So, I mean, in one way, I wasn't surprised to see all the pickup, but I certainly was pleased to be able to share that information with you and send you a pretty exhaustive list of online portals that had picked up the news.
Yeah, it was great. Very impressive, and I appreciate that. And I know we're getting ready to send out another press release with respect to the international interest, and look forward to seeing how that gets picked up as well, especially by some more international markets. And I've been in touch with probably about 30 different franchise associations through the Franchise World Council and, of course, through the IFA. And there's been really a lot of interesting perspective shared with respect to social media in some markets like Brazil. And we're getting a lot of interested parties coming in from Brazil now. So it's really, this is really going to be exciting, and I think it really truly is a one-of-a-kind event for franchising, and one that Jeremy and I want to continue to build on. And if I would, let me go down the panel for some parting comments. BJ, do you have any parting comments?
Sure. No, I just think there's going to be a lot of great information on the in this event, and just certainly a lot of great interest, and still really early for a lot of people, just the tip of the iceberg as far as what the future holds. I think along the same lines as what Jack was saying, you know, we're going to get more granular, more local, more personal, and more human. That's the future of social media, and we need to be ready for that because that's what's coming. You've seen kind of how things have unfolded here with location-based marketing, and we're getting real granular on, you know, even down to, you know, first it was people and then it was places, then it was things that we're reviewing and sharing about, TV shows, all these kind of things. It's just going to get more personal, more human, and more granular as we move forward here. So I look forward to the event. Great chatting with you here, and we'll see you here in a couple weeks.
Absolutely. Thanks, BJ. And I think it's interesting you mentioned the tip of the iceberg because, as we know, most of the iceberg we can't see as it's underwater. Joe, do you have any parting comments?
Yes. The summit, I think, is going to do yeoman's work in educating franchisors that social media is different in one major respect than doing PR or doing or running print advertising, TV, radio, in that you have to give your permission to be in those channels. The brand, the franchisor, with regard to social media, doesn't have to give their permission for that brand to be in social media. It's already there. It's showing up. Your brand, if it's a restaurant brand, is showing up on Yelp. People are commenting about you, good and bad. And you can't do anything about it other than to be active in it. And I mean active as opposed to being reactive. So that's one important point. The other is authenticity. If you can't fake it, people will find you out. I think everybody that's going to be on the panel knows of brands out there that are trying to fake social media. You know, they've got a Twitter link, they've got a Facebook link, they've got a LinkedIn link on their website, but there's no content. Or the content that's on there is phony baloney. You have to be authentic, and you're going to be found out if you try to fake it.
Yeah, fake it till you make it. It's not going to work with this. Jack, you have some parting comments.
Yeah, I would I would encourage anyone who's listening who knows someone else in the franchise industry who's maybe not involved yet, and maybe they're intimidated by some of the conferences that people see where you have to be a quote-unquote expert to even be involved in the discussion. I would encourage anyone who has not yet stuck their toe in the social waters, you know, to join in the summit. I think you've got a great lineup of content here from sort of entry level to people who've been doing this for a while. So there's really something for everyone there. So you know, don't let anyone who's interested in signing up be intimidated because they're not already doing something. No one's going to call them out on it. So you know, please come join us.
Great. And Deborah, do you have some parting comments?
Yeah, just sort of building off what the others have said. You know, I know that all of us on this show here and many of you out there listening have been to a lot of the social media workshops and roundtables and that at the IFA. And really, I know for a fact that many of us have walked away and said, God, that was just, I already know all that stuff. It's very basic 101 stuff. And I think that what's going to be really interesting for this particular summit is we're really recognizing that most everyone out there is way beyond that. And if they're going to be attending this virtual summit, they're going to be getting some deeper, in-depth knowledge and insight and actionable steps that they can take back. It's not just going to be, what is Facebook? What is Twitter? How do I use it? What I should say and shouldn't say? It's very strategic, taking a look at a franchisor's specific objectives for what they want to use social media for, and then really giving them ways and tools and information to take it to that next step.
Sure, sure. We appreciate everybody participating. The participant have registered for the event and register up to the event. We'll also be receiving a copy of my soon-to-be-released ebook, Franchise Social Media, Basics and Beyond. Jeremy, do you have any parting thoughts as we have 1 minute left on the air?
I think we should all just thank you for running this show today, giving your throat. I think we all can hear that you're struggling with that having to breathe in that smoke. So thank you very much. Try not to talk the rest of the day. We really look forward to everybody coming to the summit and joining us. This has been tremendous to hear directly from the speakers about what's important to them and their experience. And I think a real takeaway here is what everybody has said is you're going to be able to hear such a diversity of speakers on different topics actually doing it, which should really dispel the fears and the myths of you know, this is a lot of work. I can't get involved in social media, or it's something, you know, I'm just going to keep pushing out. You know, to hear a real tactic and you know, from real people doing it, I think is going to be, you know, really crucial and you know, and important for everybody in the franchise world to see and hear.
Absolutely. And you're right, I am struggling, and I'm getting ready to lose my voice. But remember, next week we'll have Lon Safko, the keynote speaker on Franchise Today. I'm sure my co-producer, Joe Caruso, will have some interesting questions for him. And tomorrow we have the preview webinar at noon. Look at the Franchise Essentials site at fmdpro.com for the link. And, again, I'm Paul Segretto, struggling to keep this voice. Until next week, Franchise Today is out.